It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Lane Miller with the Utah Rock Art Research Association, and they're going to have a big to-do, a big symposium coming up that'll start on October 6th and run through the 9th. Everything is all about rock art, and if you want to go to this thing, you're more than welcome to go. All you have to have is a love of rock art, and we've got Lane in here. We're going to talk about what rock art truly is. Lane, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Sure, glad to be here.
So let's start with that. What is rock art? Because a lot of people make the mistake that it's, you know, you're going to go out and look for fossils and look for rocks and things like that. That's not what this is about, right?
Or we're music listeners. We love bands, rock bands, rock music. No, this is folks who love petroglyphs and pictographs.
And we live in a prime location for it, don't we?
I think my estimation is Utah is the center of the rock art world in the U.S., and Price, Utah is the heartbeat of Utah rock art. We have the best rock art within an hour's drive of Price, and that's why people are here.
And the thing about this association is you were one of the founding members. How long ago did you guys put this all together?
It's over 40 years ago. It's a long story how it started, but we wanted a group that could focus on Utah rock art. And so a group of us got together, and it went from a small group that got together once a year just to have a good time, talk about rock art, go on some field trips, into something that's 4 days of meetings, and it's world class, really. This is a world class symposium.
And the thing about this is there are so many things that are tied into this, so many great different events. You've got, you know, different workshops, you've got speakers, you've got field trips, great food. All of that is going to be encompassed in this. And now everybody's going to kind of start to gather and show up on October 5th, which is a Thursday, but things really kick off on the 6th, right?
Yeah, they do.
So what's going to go on the 6th that we can get people ready for?
Well, probably the big thing is we're going to have some speakers, some world-class speakers. If anybody knows the name Jerry Spangler, he's a former Deseret News writer who has turned archaeologist, and he's doing some of the prime original research on Nine Mile Canyon. And Nine Mile is going to be one of the key items that, you know, that we talk about. And then we're going to have a lady who is an expert on Ute rock art. And then go on into the afternoon, and we're going to have an auction. Field trips are going to happen within the next couple days of that. We're going to go visit some of the rock art around here. I'll be taking a group into Range Creek on a tour. Really, you can pick and choose what you want to do. I think the main thing that I want to focus on is that everybody's welcome.
And we talked about that. All you need to have, like I said, now there are fees and things that are attached to it, and we'll talk more about that later. But other than that, all you need to do is love rock art, and this is going to be a great weekend for you. And as you said, that's just Friday.
Yes.
And then Saturday we'll kick off, and we've got more speakers for Saturday and field trips and those kinds of things as well, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about Saturday now.
Okay. Saturday, a lady from the Division of State History from Utah is going to be here. She's going to talk about a survey that was done. That's one of the things that our members do. They'll get together when requested to survey areas for rock art, and not just survey, but document, fill out the paperwork that the state wants. So we have members who do that all over the state. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have a banquet. This is all up at USU Eastern. We're glad to be up there because they really do an excellent job.
And so that's like, and Range Creek is on Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
So what do you have a field trip planned for Saturday at all?
No.
And then so on Sunday, what do we got going on?
Sunday we have more presentations. We have some folks who are specializing in different styles of rock art. One of the ways to study rock art is by looking at the style, then comparing those styles to other similar styles around the West and the Southwest. And so there's going to be some of that. Then we're going to be talking about some of the potential dangers to rock art sites. I'll be talking about a proposal that could heavily impact Nine Mile Canyon. And it runs from presentations about, hey, this is, I love this site, here it is, you guys will too, to what are the potential dangers to different areas and its rock art.
And so we wrap things up on Sunday, and what have we got Sunday afternoon before we send everybody home?
This is when our conservation and preservation speakers are going to take place. We're also going to learn about, we have a membership in the morning, and the board of directors will get together to make some decisions. And then everybody is free to do whatever they want to.
So lots of great things that are tied into this. And so let's talk, we had mentioned about the fact that there is a fee, and there's a fee to attend, and then there's also a fee to go to the banquet. And they can find all of that information on the website, which is
UtahRockArt.org, O-R-G.
And you can sign up for it. You can pay your fees. You can get ready to go. Once again, this is going to be a great event coming to our area October 6th through the 9th. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you have a love for rock art, you're going to want to get in and be a part of this one, because it's going to be amazing. I can tell already.
We're really excited to get the Urara Rock Art Symposium back in Price. We've done it a few times in the past, but it just shows to me that the rock art around Price, Nine Mile, San Rafael Swell, Range Creek, some of those places, world class, and it's recognized as being world class.
Sounds to me like it should be held here every year.
Well, you have to share a little.
All right, Lane Miller once again coming in to talk about the Urara Symposium that's coming up, as I said, October 6th through the 9th. And you can always check out their website, and we'll put all the information up on our website as well, as far as registrations and your fees and everything. Going to be a great weekend for those that love rock art. Lane, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. We really appreciate it.
It's always good to talk to you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.